When you think of your favorite albums of all time, when did you first hear them? For many, the foundation of their musical tastes started to take shape in high school. For me, I was a teenager in the early 2000s and had my musical awakening thanks to bands that didn't fit into the mainstream categories of the time. It was a turbulent time for music and musicians. Genre bending became the only way to break and survive in such a fickle industry. While it's easy to slip into feelings of nostalgia, it has to be said that the early 2000s alternative music scene was a playground of exploration and experimentation, and is responsible for some formative albums. They defiantly carved out their own space outside of their musical predecessors, something every young person can connect with. Nearly 15 years after its release, one of those gems is hitting the road to celebrate a landmark anniversary, and Barry is on the list of places to hit. Dear Solace, originally starting as a side project for the Holly Springs Disaster frontman Mike Froh, will be performing tracks from the beloved 2006 album Everyone in the Room Knows But You. Before hitting the stage of the Queens next month, I had the chance to ask Froh a few questions. RV. Your career in music so far, both as a solo artist and with a band, has been a wicked blend of styles and tones. What is your process or inspiration when writing and creating new music? MF. When I start a new song or project, it always starts with a melody. I will mess around on the computer with arrangements until something musically inspires lyrics for me. It's always the music first, lyrics last. RV. Now celebrating 15 years since the release of Everyone in the Room Knows But You, what would you consider the reason for its success and continued interest? MF. I think it was a case of right time and place. Dear Solace was always an underdog that punched higher than its weight class, and I think that album is a perfect example. RV. If you could go back 15 years and tell your past self something while recording the album, what would it be? MF. Get help. Let someone who knows more mix the album. Laughs. RV. What can people expect from a Dear Solace live show in Barrie on November 13th? MF. People can expect an intimate performance. My hope is to move the audience in many different ways. We will dance, we will headbang, we will laugh, and we probably cry a bit, too. RV. As a proven multi-instrumentalist, is there an instrument that you would love to take up and experiment with? MF. I want to learn the steel lap guitar. RV. Do you have any advice for artists who perhaps feel restricted by genre or traditional style? MF. I would recommend spending time on your own producing music in other genres and styles. Sometimes you will find a sound that becomes your own, that couldn't be found publicly following the genre standard you exist in. I'm currently experimenting in bluegrass and country, and we will see where that leads. RV. If there was a Mike Froh movie, what 5 songs would you demand be on the official soundtrack? MF. 1. Pink Floyd, Breathe. 2. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. 3. Bob Dylan, The Man in Me. 4. Refused, New Noise. 5. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. The 15th anniversary tour makes its stop in Barrie on Sunday, November 13 at the Queens, located at 94 Dunlop Street, E, in downtown Barrie. Sharing the bill with Dear Solace as Scott Murray, Barrie, Bittersleep, Toronto, and Lakeshore, Barrie. To purchase tickets, click here.